Well, that's a big question, but very often the negative karma is the biggest blessing one can have, because when you're suffering, that's when you want out. And the world today is in a situation of global oppression and loss of freedom, loss of joy. There's a massive epidemic of mental illness, of depression, anxiety, suicide, drug abuse, and soon there will be food shortages, and there's already totalitarian dictatorships, civil wars, tension building up toward global war, and there's no way out on the phenomenal plane. And so the collective karma has reached a point where the only way out is up. The only way out is reaching God consciousness. And the realization and recognition that we fell into this trap on a planetary level because we were disconnected from our unified field of consciousness, and therefore came into conflict with others and internal conflict with different parts of our own consciousness that became ever more fragmented. So now we have to unify and integrate internally in the microcosm, which can produce unity in the macrocosm. The only way we're going to change this situation at large in the phenomenal plane is to change it within. And that change can be very radical. If you reach the ultimate realization, then that energy can have extraordinary effects upon the world and change its karma, its destiny, in accord with the new vibrational frequency. This is partly what I meant by the morphogenic field versus the morphogenetic, which starts at the phenomenal level. The grace that comes from, that will come at least, from that unified field when enough have reached it from the highest virtual level of being will affect the actual level and transform this plane very rapidly once a critical number of beings have transmitted a sufficient amount of coherent energy to shift the consciousness of everyone. And that can happen very easily when a few beings reach that highest level. So that's also part of karma. The suffering will create the urgency of awakening, and that awakening will create a field in which the karma will change into a whole new world emerging in the dream field where anything is possible because of the freedom of consciousness. Okay.